Today for my part one, I would like to talk about the opening prayer that we have at the beginning of every Mass. And the formal name for this prayer is called the Collect, and it is introduced by those familiar words, let us pray. Now this prayer comes at the end of what we would call the introductory rites, which is important because after this prayer, this Collect, we enter into the Liturgy of the Word, the second part of the Mass. So this prayer is really meant to mark a transition of sorts, a transition from us gathering in the beginning to pray to truly entering into then the heart of the Mass through the Liturgy of the Word. But there's something that gets lost in this translation, which is quite unfortunate. We hear the words, let us pray, so often that we have forgotten what we are invited to do in this moment. Actually, Father Nick would joke with me that the words let us pray has been come translated to, you know, bring the priest the book, which that's not what it means at all. It's not, since I'm going to quote actually from the actual missal of what the collect is meant to do. Next, the priest invites the people to pray. All together with the priest, observe a brief silence so that they may be conscious of the fact that they are in God's presence and may formulate their petitions mentally. In other words, when the priest says, let us pray, we are invited to do two things. One, acknowledge that we're in the presence of God here at Mass. And two, tell him who we want to offer this Mass for, who we are praying for. The priest then prays the collect, which collects all of those intentions, all of those prayers, all of those people you and I are praying for this Mass, and then offers them to God. It's so easy to kind of take a passive approach to Mass and just kind of watch the priest, watch me. But every single Mass at the words, let us pray, we're reminded that the Mass is our prayer. It's all of our prayer. As a Mass, as a priest, it's really beautiful that as I pray the collect, the collection of prayers you and I are bringing to this Mass, I end the introductory rites by bringing them to God. It's almost as if saying, okay, Lord, you know, we're all here, and this is who we're all praying for. So that as we enter more deeply then into the prayer of the Mass in the Liturgy of the Word, we are bringing with us the people that we're holding close to our heart. In this way then, we're not only praying for our own intentions, but also the intentions of each other. We're truly praying as one community, which is really beautiful. It's a wonderful way thing to remember that the next time we're at Mass, one, that maybe we can plan ahead and think of those who need our prayers before we begin Mass, but also that when we hear the words, let us pray, we intentionally bring them and offer them to God. And then I think we may find ourselves no longer just passive observers at Mass, but active prayers at Mass. All right, part one, on to part two. One of my favorite movies is the animated Prince of Egypt movie from 1998. From the soundtrack to the visuals, it just always speaks to my heart. And one scene which is one of my favorites is when Moses encounters God in the burning bush, which I think does a marvelous job of capturing what Moses was probably experiencing and feeling. Because we can sometimes really romanticize the stories that we hear in the Bible, and even wish, like, gosh, wouldn't it be cool to be there, to be in that moment, to think how great it would be to be Moses and encounter God in such an incredible way through this burning bush. But the scene in the movie does a good job of not overlooking a strong detail in the text of the Bible, in the text of the reading that we hear. Though when Moses encounters God in this moment, we hear, he hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. For Moses, this was not some romantic encounter with God. This was a terrifying encounter. And for good reason, because Moses was living as a self-imposed exile at this point. Let's think of Moses' history when he encounters the burning bush. He had been found in a basket in the Nile by Pharaoh's daughter. He's one of the Hebrew people. And the Hebrew people were probably thinking, you know, this is our chance to get out of slavery. We now have an in with Pharaoh now. One of our own, a Hebrew, has been welcomed into his very house. So they're probably hoping that as Moses grew up, he would begin to have influence on Pharaoh, influence enough to be able to get them freedom. Instead, he ends up killing a man, murdering him, and then he runs away, abandoning the very people who had saved him from slavery when they put him in that basket. So Moses very much, in one sense, is living this life of shame, of hiding from all of these problems that he encountered. And now he encounters God, who tells him that he wants him to go back to Egypt and to free his people. In the movie, Moses understandably says, I can't go back there. I abandoned them. I left. I killed someone. They're not going to listen to me now. How am I even going to find the words to speak to them? Moses is rightfully so afraid to even look at God. One, because of his shame of running away, of committing murder, but also because he's scared of what God's going to ask him to do. He's going to ask of him to go back. Sound familiar? Aren't we so often afraid to even look at God? We're afraid to look at him because of the shame of our sins at times. And sometimes we're afraid to look at him because of what he's going to ask of us. We would much rather sometimes live off in our own deserted place and be left alone. That's what makes our God so incredible, that he doesn't leave us alone. He comes face to face with us and says, you don't have to live in the exile that you have created for yourself. I want you to be free. I want to even have you even be in a land flowing with milk and honey. If only you have the courage and faith to lift up your eyes, no longer hide, and look at me. Let us have such faith and courage. Let's have such faith and courage before Easter to go to confession and look at the merciful face of God. He will show that there is nothing to be ashamed of. Have the faith and courage to look at God despite the fear of what he is going to ask of us, even if it means going back to the place that we have been running away from. For as he promises Moses in that scene of the Prince of Egypt, he will always be right there with us. He will give us the words to say, and through us, he will show those around us his very wonders.